USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo weighs in about convicted Taliban fighter John Walker Lynn, the so-called American Taliban, being released from prison after he served 17 years of his 20-year sentence.
I think it recalls a review of our processes, all the things that went into this day where he's being allowed out early. I think we need to review it all. He still, as I understand it, still is threatening the United States of America and still committed to the very jihad that he engaged in that killed a great American and a great CIA officer.
Pompeo was speaking there on Fox and Friends. Lynn will be in Virginia at the direction of his parole officer. On Thursday, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi did not rule out impeaching President Trump, although she noted impeachment is very divisive.
But we can get the facts to the American people through our investigation. It may take us to a place that is unavoidable in terms of impeachment.
This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
President Trump is feuding with Democrats, as well as his former Secretary of State. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
President Trump again calling his former Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson, quote, dumb as a rock, tweeting on Thursday morning that Tillerson was totally ill-prepared and ill-equipped to be Secretary of State. That after, in a closed-door House hearing this week, Tillerson reportedly said that Russian President Vladimir Putin out-prepared Trump during a key meeting in Germany, and he says that put the U.S. at a disadvantage. Trump arguing in his tweet that Tillerson made up the story and argued that he was very well prepared and the meeting had great results. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Severe weather slamming a large portion of the country has claimed the lives of at least three people in Missouri. The people were killed after a suspected tornado hit Golden City in southwest Missouri on Wednesday night. A tornado also tore through the state's capital of Jefferson City, Missouri. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More than 4 in 10 respondents to a new Gallup poll say that socialism would be a good thing in the United States. The survey released earlier this week found that 43% of respondents said some form of socialism would be a good thing for the nation as a whole. Now, 51% did say that socialism would be bad for the country. Historian William McClay reminds us of one thing.
Well, you know, not everybody means the same thing by the word socialism. I mean, if you look at the Gallup poll, it's clear that the meaning has shifted over time from a sense of socialism as government ownership of the means of production to government providing people with basic needs and showing compassion and embracing all of humanity. That's very nice. It may not really be in practice what socialism is if you look at the historical record.
As far as changing the perception of socialism, McClay tells Fox News,
well, one of the ways is by teaching history, because if you talk about socialism and capitalism and other isms as abstractions and make decisions about what you prefer based on that, you're getting a very abstract and incomplete picture. But if you look at the historical record, if you look at the record of what capitalism has accomplished in the Western world and particularly the United States, it's astounding.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.